This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, I promised a tale of three companies today. Yahoo is one of them, a youngish enterprise that doesn't really make anything. Corporations numbers 2 and 3 have been around for a collective 300 years, making things all the while. The chemical and agricultural stalwarts Dow Chemical and DuPont, there, by the way, is ticker symbol DD. Those two are said to be on the verge of a merger, a big merger. Both companies are under pressure to ditch some of the older products they've been making for generations now and focus on newer, faster-growing businesses, which seems to make it fair game to ask this question. When did it become not okay to just make stuff and make money doing it, too? Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
DuPont no longer makes paint or Teflon. Dow is out of the business of Ziploc bags. Both face shareholder pressure to ditch their traditional slow-growing sectors and push into more money-making ventures like crop seeds and pesticides, and now to potentially tie up and restructure some more. Economist J.W. Mason is a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute.
What's striking about both of them, even before this merger was announced, is how much money they were paying out to shareholders.
Shareholders, who Mason argues have exercised outsized influence in corporate America for three decades. Dow and DuPont have given stockholders $9 billion the last couple years. And Mason says they didn't do that in the past. In his view, the job of the stock market has flipped.
Finance was a tool for getting money into the corporate sector. But now, overwhelmingly, finance is a tool for getting money out of the corporate sector.
Money to shareholders is money not put into, say, research. And there's been a trend in this non-investment generally, says Richard Silla at the Stern School of Business at NYU.
Investment is one of the drivers of economic growth. But ever since the financial crisis, companies seem to be quite reluctant to make new investments, and that's partly responsible for our slow economic growth.
He says investor pressure is particularly acute for manufacturing firms like Dow and DuPont. They face global competition in a way American tech companies don't. Not surprisingly, the future for these old line chemical companies is higher tech products like genetically modified seeds and ditching their old DNA.
Nothing is forever. That's what business is about.
Charles Elson teaches corporate governance at the University of Delaware.
DuPont is not what it was 200 years ago. It was a gunpowder company. It moved from gunpowder to nylon, you know, and nylon to housing materials. Good businesses constantly innovate.
Perhaps with a nudge or more from shareholders. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.